4 years ago today, the disaster at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant began to unfold. It started with a massive earthquake and tsunami on this day in 2011, and that led to Fukushima being the world's worst nuclear accident since Chernobyl. Today, more than 230,000 people who were displaced by the disaster are still scattered all over Japan. The government ordered evacuation for everyone living within the exclusion zone, a radius of 30 miles around the Fukushima plant. But there's also a large group of voluntary evacuees who live just outside the exclusion zone. Naomi Gingold has a story of one woman who fled to Tokyo and never made it back.
Kazumi, that's not her real name, came to Tokyo with her sons to escape the earthquake and tsunami. It was supposed to be kind of a day trip. They packed an overnight bag, some toys, and then the meltdown happened. Because Kazumi didn't live in the government's evacuation zone, she wasn't required to leave. Her house wasn't destroyed. But she figured a few extra miles away from the nuclear disaster was still too close. Her husband stayed, though, and kept up his teaching job to support the family. Kazumi says over time, her husband got really depressed. He'd constantly measure radiation levels and warn his students that there was contamination. But after a while, he was called a liar. People would say, the government scientists say it's fine, that there's nothing there. Who are you? How dare you spread lies? But Kazumi points out, the Geiger counter is a machine. It doesn't lie. After 2 years, her husband came to Tokyo. She says she's lucky her family's together. A lot of other dads have stayed behind. The government has given Kazumi free housing for 4 years, but that's supposed to end next March. She's been racked by the stress of not knowing where her family will be year after year. Many have had to make a lot of awful choices. What on earth would be better, she asks? Stay and get sick from radiation? Raise your kids without a dad? And living separately has meant a lot of divorces. Many Fukushima refugees are now keeping a low profile. They've been increasingly derided in the media, in their communities, and by the government, which wants people in the areas they've officially cleared to go home. Official announcements say that the government has removed contaminated soil, that radiation's low, and that places like Iwakishi, where Kazumi is from, are just as safe as Tokyo. But last summer, Kazumi says she measured the dirt that had piled up on her veranda in Iwaki. Levels were high, even while the government was claiming that everything was fine. A lot of experts agree with Kazumi, and they say that government efforts to move soil have been haphazard, random, and the cleanup process is opaque. Some claim that the nuclear fallout is causing kids in Fukushima to have unusual nosebleeds, and has led to a high rate of thyroid cancer among kids there. Scientists say they can't be completely sure yet. Until our town is as clean as it was, Kazumi says, I want to stay here. She and other parents also worry about future discrimination if people find out where their kids are from. She says, who wants to marry someone possibly tainted by radiation? Recently, her 12-year-old son had his elementary school graduation essay rejected. He wrote about his misgivings over where the government is headed. Kazumi's son said his teacher was nice about it, said she'd work with him to rewrite the essay so that it wasn't critical of the government. But he says he's not going to hand in a watered-down version. Criticism of the government was kind of at the core of what he wrote. He'll turn something else in. I ask him what he wants to be when he grows up. Without missing a beat, he says, I want to be a member of parliament. I want to change Japan. For the world, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.